I'm here. Hey, thank you, Lauren and Sherry, for getting things kicked off and getting things rolling. I know we've got a number of people been excited about this call. I've been excited about this call. It's fun when you get to see a friend blossom and grow and just watch, know what's going on. So we're going to get that in a second. But I've got to share with you a couple of cool things that are going on. And for those that haven't been watching for the last quarter, if you're new to us, what's cool is our CEO, Andy, said, hey, we're going to do this challenge for the second quarter. He called it the 212 challenge, turning up the heat, 90-day madman cycle challenge. And we probably had some other names in there. We called it 212 because that's the degree in which water turns into steam. And that's how much cash he started to put down on the table to win. But he's added more cash. So I forget if you add up all the cash that's on the table now, between what CFG and Foresters and Andy Albright have added, and other leaders like myself and Joe, or Joseph Dukes and Noel and Paul Epstein and others that added, this might be like up to a $300,000 in quarterly cash prizes that are going to our family reunion. So it's amazing. So you've got some people in. The numbers are not final. Cause numbers are official through last Thursday, the 28th of June. But there is some stuff that we think might have gotten snuck in and written and issued on the 29th and maybe even the 30th of June. So here's some things that I do know, that Junior Korean, our team, looked like he was in 12th place. Mickey Cruz was – or Katrina Gus was sitting at about 16th place. Mickey Cruz at 24th place. Angela Manzo jumping in at 32nd place. And Jared Gonzalez at 33rd place. On the recruiting side, we saw Justin Carson pop in, I think, in 33rd or 32nd place. So good job there. So we got some players that got rolling, and we'll see maybe some change in those numbers when everything is kind of officialized, inspected, and scrutinized. Okay. Now, we also know, hey, people coming off a big 90-day sprint. Some people are like, man, I got in on the back end of this. I wish it was something for me, or I'm brand new. I don't know if I can compete with the big dogs. Well, Andy said, hey, we're going to do this SummerSlam contest in July, and we're going to have 33 prizes for rookies that have been here with us 18 months or less. That means if you wrote your first policy January 1st of 2017 or later, you're a rookie, and you're in that pool. And if you're a veteran, that means you issued your first policy before January 1st of 2017. And the cool thing is, if you're a veteran and you smoke, or you're a rookie and you smoke some veterans, you can slam that out of the veteran prize pool, and you can claim both prizes. So if you're a rookie, I mean, I wish I was a rookie. I'd be fired up to be able to win two prizes because the top prize on both sides is $5,000. And that'd be cool to have a rookie win $5,000 on each side and just kind of turn their nose at the veterans for a moment and knock them out. So it'd be kind of cool to see that happen. And on top of that, Noel and I are doing something we call our base shop. But we're taking our top 10 rookies. We're taking our top 10 veterans. So there's extra money there. And if you win our money and you end up in Andy's top 33, we'll double that. And so there's more to these contests. But I just want to get the word out. You'll see more. You'll see us reminding you by email. But, hey, July is underway now. It's not even fixed. So anything you've submitted here in the last week or so goes toward that. You have a shot at being a major player with us and picking up that prize money. We're excited to see what rookies step up. And we're excited to see if any of our rookies slam our veterans, and we're excited to see how our veterans respond. So, a lot of good stuff going on. I know you heard John Lehman, who is classified as a rookie, put down about 10,000 submitted premiums a week. So he's certainly throwing down the gauntlet and saying, hey, I'm here. Don't you forget about me. People in Arkansas love their families, too. We can run some business in Arkansas. So let's see what John continues to do through this month. Whew. All right, I'm fired up out of my mind, if you can tell. Hopefully I'm coming in loud and clear. Sherry, Lord, are y'all hearing me okay? I'm assuming I'm coming in loud and clear. Someone give me some feedback. Okay, with that, I want to introduce my buddy. He's on this call, and I want to talk about Brant and Angela Swindell, Angelica Swindell. And here's what I want to say. Thank you, Lord. I've had some massive fun doing cool things with these guys. I can remember going back a few years ago in Orlando, having dinner with them, getting to know them as they were coming onto the scene, and just knowing he was asking good questions. I watched him rise as we had our SEAL team levels and watching the SEAL team last year. And I've watched him blow some people away here by placing what appears to be in the top three on both the selling and the recruiting challenge in Andy's 212 Madman cycle. And I know what it takes to place in these contests. I know the kind of work involved. And for him to go out there and place top three in both of them says a lot. That says this guy has been working. It says he's been growing and changing. And especially for a guy who's really starting to grow in his development of a team, to put up those kind of numbers while still hustling. I've watched his annuity numbers grow from like zero annuities in all of 2017 to nine annuities issued in this quarter alone for over $500,000 in annuity premium. I've watched him score 112,000 premium points. That means he's issued over 112,000 of life premium this quarter. And so this guy has got the mojo. He didn't just get it. Let's just say he built it. It's not like he won a lottery. He did not get lucky. You did not win this test with luck. Could you work this off? So this guy got respect for, but we've had some fun. We were both sitting on top of the mountain, the crater up there in Maui. And we were on these bikes, and we were riding down on the mountain. We were, you know, we were smart enough not to ride up. Who wants to ride up if you can only go down? We took the van up, and we just rode down. And we had a blast just catching the view, the scenery, coasting, talking to our guide about how many people he got and seen smacked by cars going down the mountain because they weren't paying attention. And it was a bit of a thrill. Man, we had a blast just doing cool stuff. And so doing fun stuff like that with Brant, it's created memories. Like, we were sitting there hanging out in this waterfall somewhere on the Big Island of Hawaii, and we're having fun. All of a sudden, Brant feels like something swimming by his leg in this waterfall pond type thing. Turns out, it is these big old prawns. And he's, next thing you know, man, he's chasing prawns in this pond and waterfall. That was kind of crazy and fun. Just what? Hey, we're just having fun playing. So I got a guy who I just love hanging out with, love doing stuff around the world with, and just excited at what we're going to be doing over the next few years together, hanging out, having fun, and making the world our playground. And so this guy's working. I just want to tell you all some of that, and I'm going to go ahead and bring him up on this call. Brant, do we have you on? Is your line opened up?
I am here, Mike. Can you hear me?
I'm getting you loud and clear. Thank you.
Awesome.
All right.
Man.
Woo.
I'm fired up, baby.
I'm fired up, too. All right. So, Brant, tell me where you are coming back from. Like, what have you been doing this week?
Oh, my goodness. All right. So, we are heading back from Key West. We spent about 5 days right on the ocean and a resort. And we got a suite. We got the whole presidential penthouse suite out there. And Jill, she lined it up. That was the deal. She said, look, I know you're going to be gone for 90 days, essentially. And she goes, I don't really expect to see you much. But she goes, I do expect after this run is over to be able to spend some quality time with you and the baby. I said, absolutely. I said, I love it. Great goal to shoot for. And so we're heading back. We had a blast, man. We got to do a lot of fun family things and see a lot of the sights down there. The water is crystal clear. Straight from our suite, we had two balconies on each side. And you could look from our balcony and see, like, all the tropical reef fish. I mean, all the colors, the bright pinks and greens, and the parrotfish were coming in. There was manatees, and had these big reef sharks come in, 6 foot long, and it was wild, man. It was a cool experience, but you know, that's the kind of thing that that the Alliance allows us to do, is, you know, be able to travel and have fun and be able to be put up in a place like that. Was a pretty cool honor to be able to do that.
That's awesome, dude. That's cool that she had the faith in you, knowing that when you said you were going to do the work, that she didn't hesitate to book that location, you know? all right. So, you know, I want to make sure I got the numbers right. So when I said, you know, you issued over 112,000 in premium on the life side and over, you know, 9 applications on the annuity side for over 500,000, are those numbers accurate?
Yes, sir, that's correct. And I do believe that it will be a little bit higher than that as far as total contest production credit. Once it all rolls in, I think we are going to be right a little bit above that.
Okay. And then on the recruiting side, I know the scoreboard, I think, showed you at 15 agents that wrote their first policy that got started with you in the quarter. If I remember correctly, is that what it shows as of so far? Is that accurate as well?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. And as I said, you don't do all that and not have a plan. You don't do that accidentally. You didn't just win the lottery. You put in some work, and I hope people see and respect that. And so, man, Brent, first of all, just go back and give us some background on where you were when you found the Alliance, maybe what you were doing for work, and just so people kind of know how you came to be with this program.
Absolutely. So first off, I do want to say what an absolute honor it is to be on a call with Mike and Noel Levantovich. And from the get-go, the first time we met you guys, we just fell in love with you guys, and we knew that we were meant to be in this business together. And just how you guys have, you know, openly helped us with really no financial interest. I mean, you're just a part of the Alliance, part of the family, a part of the team, and you've done over and above and beyond just countless times that you've invested in us, bought us things, took us out to dinners, the fun experiences that we've got to laugh at, you know, and it's cool to do life with you guys, and I'm happy to be able to serve and give back, and hopefully we can inspire and encourage people to do the same. And so thank you, first off. And just to tell you a little bit about my wife and I, my name is Brant, and her name is Angelica. We've been married 7 years. This was actually our seven-year anniversary trip down in Key West, so that was pretty cool. We do have a seven, coming up on eight-month-old baby. His name is Brightman, so it's bright like a light, M-A-N. And he's awesome. He's just a handful of laughter and joy. So, I mean, he really is. He's a happy baby. There's two things people always say about him. One, he's handsome, and two, he's happy. So we love him a lot, you know, and it's been such a cool thing to be able to raise him around the Alliance and the association and the culture and the team and the family aspect of that. And he's already got more love and support than he even knows, which is really cool. But we started back 5 years ago. It was March of 2013, Mike, and I was sitting in a cubicle plugging away numbers. I was more or less an underwriter for mortgage origination. I was for VA loans, and we were kind of doing kind of like the dirty work, the back end, you know, quality type of work. And so I would just sit in a cubicle all day long, plug in numbers. And I on very, very numerous occasions, remember, you know, popping my head up out of the cubicle and looking around and just seeing people just slaving away their lives. I mean, some guys been there 25, 35 years, you know, collecting really pretty much the same paycheck. And, I just saw a dead end road. I saw a life wasted, and I don't want that to sound ungrateful or negative. I just felt like where I was at, for me to wait around 25 years to get the next, you know, promotion that wasn't even guaranteed, and maybe be making, you know, less than six figures a year, it didn't really add up. And they were doing cutbacks. They were outsourcing a lot. One of my good buddies was laid off. He had been there several years, and it was kind of one of those times, those crossroads in your life where you're looking for a change. I was looking to change my life. I was looking to get paid what I was worth, and not just, you know, collect a a paycheck for a job that I wasn't really passionate about. I wasn't really helping people. And so I think the first thing was my mind was open and my heart was open, and I was praying. I was looking. And I met Mark Marcellus. He was more on the origination side, making a lot more at the time. He was making 125 grand a year at the time. That was back in Bank of America days, which was that was really good money for the cubicle life, you know. And so I was looking to get into his department. And to really make a long story short, he teed me up. He said, "Look, I can get you an interview. You can become one of us over here on the origination side." But he said, "Before you do that, I want to let you know I'm leaving the bank." And I'm like thinking to myself, "What in the world are you thinking? Leaving, you know, your 125 grand a year salary, benefits, you know, all the whole package. What are you doing leaving that behind?" And he told me, he said, "I found something that I'm passionate about, and on a part-time basis, I'm able to replace my full-time income, and I'm helping people." And I'm like, "What are you doing?" You know, like just kind of give me the gist. I was real to the point, you know. I wasn't looking to go to a meeting or anything like that. I just wanted to know what he was doing. And one thing that Mark did very well was he edified Andy Riddle extremely well, to the point where when I met Andy Riddle, this guy was like, he walked on water, you know. And I had never met him, but Mark did a really good job of edifying Riddle, and they had known each other about 15 years from a company that they worked at together 15 years ago. So he had a lot of stock. Andy and Mark knew each other really well. They both made really good money. Andy was making around $400,000 a year at the time. So easy to edify. I knew that, and met Andy Riddle and met the team. And once I saw it, I said, "You know what? This is something that really helps people out." And I just started this part-time. My schedule, when I first started, I had a full-time job. I was working 60 hours a week in a cubicle overtime, and they allowed me to, on my breaks before work and after work, I would dial for appointments on Saturday. So I did basically a 90-day schedule, wrote it out with Riddle for 90 days. I worked part-time, and my schedule was 10 appointments on Saturdays, and I have to book those on either Thursday or Friday whenever I could. And so I would dial after work on Thursday. I'd get home around 6 o'clock, drink a cup of coffee, do some push-ups, and just to kind of get my, you know, my mind rolling. And I would dial from like 6 to 9 p.m., and hopefully I'd get 10 appointments so I wouldn't have to dial Friday, which was date night. Friday night was date night. I didn't want to miss that. So I did that schedule, and 90 days later, quit my full-time job and went full-time with this, and that was in July of 2013. So really started, I got licensed the end of March, so it was April, May, and June was my 90 days, and then July I quit and went full-time and never looked back. First full year, made $109,000, and so grateful to Andy and Jane Albright for the system that they've put together. And the culture and the team and the family were something that I wasn't even expecting. And so that's just a whole different part of this program that really is it's a beautiful concoction that he's put together. It's awesome how well it works.
All right. So, man, I appreciate that. I'm picturing all the stuff you went through. I too came on, you know, having worked a full-time job and started part-time. So I love the fact that you had that aggressive 90-day schedule before you set yourself free. I think that's huge. All right, so we're going to fast forward a little bit. So let's talk about last year. So 2017, not a bad year for you from what I understand. What was your total income for 2017, Brent?
$252,400.
Okay, not bad. Some people say, well, that's not pretty good. You know, that's a good spot to be at. Why would you want to work harder, watch stuff out? You just had a baby. You know, you should be spending more time with your family. Haven't you done enough? I mean, I don't know if you ask yourself these questions, but have other people been asking you that?
Yeah, I think a lot of people ask me why I wasn't slowing down with the, when I had the baby.
Yeah.
Especially people that meant it the best way. They weren't trying to be like, they weren't trying to discourage me. They were just kind of like, are you sure you want to be, you know, away that much with a newborn? And, you know, you know what I realized is I would want my son to go big in his life. I want him to go big. I want him to be successful. And I need to set that pace. I need to set that example because, yes, I'm in his life, absolutely. And, yes, we get very awesome quality time together. But if all I do is sit around the house and watch him and I don't take those sacrificial times to invest while I can in the business, I think I would do him a great disservice later on in life. And I look at what Andy and Jane have created and the lifestyle that they've teed, you know, Spencer and Haley up for. And it's like, God, it's so encouraging. Then I look at Mike and Noelle and the platform that they've paved for their children. And, you know, to hear the cool stories about Eamon and Mike getting to go ride roller coasters, that stuff gets me fired up. Like that to me, I'm all about working really, really, really hard and focused so that we can have a reward or a goal to shoot for. And it sounds like, you know, that's kind of the new program for us is, hey, let's focus and work really, really hard so then we can take a really cool trip together.
Yeah. It's been fun. I mean, things we've been able to do because I paid a price when the kids were younger, what we've been able to put together, it is worth it. And you know what? I've yet to have one of my kids say, you know what? When I was 3 months old, you left me. I'm like, we don't have that conversation. And even now, if you see me work hard, you know what? We talk about making choices. You know, I've got our daughter who's competed at a high level in the swimming world, and I'm trying to set the best example on how to work and how to manage my time. I could preach to her. I could try to tell her you need to do this. I mean, but if that's her dream, I'm just trying to show her how to chase a dream. I'm not trying to make her what her dream is. But, you know, I love that. The opportunity to do that is cool. All right, so, Brent, we're going to fast forward again into this year. So this year got kicked off, and Andy announces this contest in March about what's going to happen. He announced it out there at Steamboat, and you somehow took this challenge seriously when Andy was talking about, you know, both sides, including both sides of the sun recruiting challenge. What made you say, hey, why now, why me? What made you, like, talk to me about what was the trick? What got into your head? What got into your head?
Absolutely. So a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff, but I would say very simply and clearly, belief level. That's what it all boils down to at the end of the day is I think the culmination of all the books that I've read, all the association that I've hung out with the team, and, you know, the audio, the conferences, all the things that just culminated into this belief level of, you know, if you put it down on paper, if you write it out, you plan it, and you start speaking it, and really, I didn't even believe it. My goal, when we found out about this, we were in Steamboat Springs, and I just remember thinking, here's my shot to go big, and knowing how much it would grow our business, which it has tremendously. It's amazing how good Andy is at, you know, selecting these contests to work. But I mean, we've never made as much money as we've ever made in the last 90 days. It's just been absolutely, it's been awesome. And so to answer your question, the belief level, it just started with an idea, and then the goals, I wrote this out of, I was going to be top three in the nation on the sales side and the recruiting side. And I worked up the numbers. The way Andy ran the contest is it's a lot more beneficial if you do both sides, right? So he called it seasoning, you know, the little salt and pepper he added, which gave you an additional bonus if you were top 10, top 5, or top 3. And I just said, well, I mean, if I shoot at top 3, and heck, if I fall short, I'll be happy with, you know, the fact that I went for the top 3. And, you know, looking at back at it, I mean, I don't know what the final numbers are going to come in at, and I'm just humbled to say, like, we gave it all we had. I mean, I don't know what it'll end up at, like, but we just started speaking it from the first day. And I'll be honest, I didn't really fully believe that it was possible, but I was saying it out loud every morning. I would speak it. Anybody I talked to, I would say, hey, you know, this is just my personal thing. I really want to be top 3 on both sides. And it didn't even make sense because it was like, I mean, there's some serious heavy hitters on the recruiting side, and I've never even been in a recruiting contest before. So it wasn't like, I don't even really think anybody was looking at me as somebody that would place up there. And I didn't either, but I just kept speaking it. I kept writing it down. I kept, you know, I took a picture of my schedule of what I thought it would take, just based off some math that I ran over, you know, the last 90 days of my production, and then the recruiting numbers of what I thought it was going to end up at. And it was actually really close to what we had predicted. And we built that into a schedule, and I took a screenshot of that schedule, and I put it on my background on my phone. And so it was on my lock screen and the background of my phone and my schedule. So every day I was just visualizing running this schedule, and that's all I was focused on, was this schedule. So if it didn't have something to do with that schedule, it just wasn't a priority. You know, for 90 days, I basically cleared my life. I said, look, hey, 90-day run, I'm not doing anything but this schedule. Well, if you look at the schedule, which I did send it over, if you want to, you know, text me, or if you don't have it, but it had Instant Thunder on there. It had Toronto, Canada on there. It had Hawaii and Maui extension, Elevate. I mean, you talk about some serious events that we were having to navigate and still average around 30 appointments a week. It was a pretty aggressive and brutal schedule. And I was telling this to Mike.
Brant, I'm going to interrupt you here. Okay, so just because you went through some stuff that if somebody's listening, they would not understand this. Okay, so first thing is Instant Thunder was a 3-day event in the third week of April at the corporate campus that Brant went to learn some more and get his mind right and pick up on some things. Then a week later, we had a 3-day event in Toronto, Canada for the top 33 agents or leaders in the company where you were there. So that was 3 days. Then in Hawaii, not only did you qualify for the trip to Hawaii, you qualified for the extension trip. That was like a 12-day trip, if I'm not mistaken, or 11 days. What was the total on that, Brant, if you were in it? Was it 12 days? I already forgot.
Yes, sir. 12 days.
So that was 12 days. And then we come back, and you said you were at Elevate, which was an event that Tim Goad put down. Was that a 2-day or 3-day event in Orlando?
That was a 2-day.
Okay. So, I mean, it's not like he just said, well, I'm only going to do things that are like writing business or recruiting, and that's it. He still had some fun investing in himself and learning. I'm like, hang on, you know? And so I just want people to get the idea that these weren't like, oh, I spent 3 hours here. No, these were days or weeks or whatever that he'd committed while still hitting some massive numbers. Okay, so coming back, you said you average and you maintain an average of running 30 appointments a week. So go ahead and take off and talk about how you manage it. And for those that are wondering, Brant, I did make the picture of your schedule available. I posted it on WhatsApp, and I posted it on our band's channel. For those that haven't seen that, if you want to see that, it's there. I invite you to look at that and follow along. But go ahead, Brant.
Yeah, so the way I really looked at my run days was every single day I run, I have to have 10 appointments. And really, I don't really care what it took to get the 10. I mean, if it took me 9 or 10 hours on the phone, to be able to book 10 appointments. That's what it took. If I was done in 2 hours, great. That gave me more time to follow up on the recruiting side that I was, you know, helping new agents getting started. So it was really like I had to prioritize me getting the 10 appointments. And then once that was done, it went right back over to me staying on the phone, you know, till midnight plus some nights, helping new agents get, you know, leads or getting their first issue paid app or an e-app started or whatever it was. And I do want to say, like, it one thing I picked up from Mike and Noel, and anybody who knows them, anybody who's spent any amount of time with them, is their ability to stay on the phone, even with other stuff going on. I mean, in Hawaii, it was inspiring because I'm sitting by the pool with Mike, and he's telling me all the tips, everything that he's doing that's working to get new issue paid, you know, people coming on board. And I'm watching him work from the pool, and I'm just blown away at his work ethic. You know, he doesn't let up, right? He just pedaled to the metal. And that was something that I think clicked for me in Hawaii, because I really wasn't doing that until I saw you, Mike. And then I was like, oh, maybe I just need to spend more time slowing down. And I mean, we were in a shuttle from the airport to the hotel, and Mike must have been on the phone the entire time with one agent walking them through. And I heard the sincerity in Mike's voice and the conversation. In my mind, I was thinking, wow, I don't think I would actually have taken that much time. And then I started asking myself, I'm like, well, maybe that's my problem. And then I just started like realizing how much time he really invests, and that's why he's getting the results he's getting. And I'm like, wow, okay, well, that's what it takes. It takes sacrifice. It takes time. Even if it wasn't something that I felt like, oh, well, this is, you know, you know what I'm saying? Like I had to give up the idea of me trying to shortcut everything. I had to make sure that I was available. And now I've kind of retrained my whole mindset to just say, hey, you know, this is an important conversation to help somebody get going, help somebody get started. And it makes a huge difference when you're there for your team.
Yeah. And for those listening, when you start to assemble a team, you've got three things you can invest in a person: money, time, and emotional energy. And really, it takes all three when you're choosing to help someone get started. Cool. All right. So that's a big thing that helped you on the recruiting side. Brent, I'm curious, when you laid out this 90-day schedule, did you, like, how did you sell it to Angelica? Like, what did you get to say, Jeff? Did you say, Jeff, baby, I'm gone, I'll see you in 90 days? Did you say, hey, baby, I really want to do this, to have your blessing? I'm curious, like, how did this conversation go?
That's a great question. So, actually, I remember I was up really late at night thinking about how we were going to win this contest, and I'm like, I've got to have her buy in. There's no way I'm going to be able to do this if, you know, she's upset with me the whole time. And so what we did is we sat down and I said, first and foremost, I said, I want to make sure that I have your blessing on this, because there's no sense, there's no point in me going for something if we're not going to be in it together and fight together, because I need you, you know. And I recognize that I need her so much. It's like, I'm just being real. I need her to buy in. I need her to be a part of it. And, cause otherwise it would be difficult, because it's like, you know, the definition of division is division. If she had a different vision than I did, we're going to divide. I don't want that. So what we did is we sat down and we said, look, if this is what it's going to take to win, and it's going to be this type of time commitment for 90 days, first off, you know, is that something that you could see us, you know, is that worth it to you, giving up 90 days, sacrificing 90 days to be able to boost our business and potentially win this cash prize? And what do you want to see happen on your side to make sure that this is, you know, equally, we're equally sharing in this together? And so Jill is very supportive. She really is. She's amazing. She is, and she pulls a lot of weight. One thing I just, you know, for the wives and the, I guess the women listening in that do have families, I just want to let you know, like, Jill is a great person to get around and to talk with and ask questions, because she pulls more stuff than I even know about. You know, she's working on and protects me, like, emotionally. Like, she won't drop a bomb on me if I'm in the field. She'll wait until I've run my appointments to come home, settle down, and then she'll kind of explain what's going on so that I'm not, you know, emotionally being pulled in different ways trying to get stuff done. So those types of things are big. But, you know, we sat down and we said, look, what do you want? What's your goal? What would you like to see happen? And she really believed that we could do it. And her one word, oh, shoot. Can you hear me okay?
I'm hearing you okay. I still got you. We heard every word, I think.
Okay, cool. It just said on my all right. Is that okay, clear there?
We're still good, man. I don't think we missed a beat.
Okay, just want to make sure. It said on my phone, call ended. I thought I lost you. Okay, so so that was the biggest thing. It's like, hey, what do you want to see? And one thing she wanted was a getaway at the end of it. And I said, all right, done. I'm like, you can go ahead and book it. You know, we're going to make it happen. So we took some time to really look around at where we wanted to go. And it was fun because it was like planning for a big, fun event that we knew we were going to sacrifice for. So it was like whatever it ended up at, it was like it's going to be fine because I'm going to put in the work to pay for that, you know, 10 times over. So let's just go big, you know. And it was cool. We took a lot of, like, it would be like midnight after the baby was in bed and I'm back from running appointments. We would be like dreaming about where we wanted to spend this time. And it was a really, really awesome experience all the way around. Even the work, you know, was really rewarding how we worked together to make it happen. I'm a big believer in hard work, and I know that it feels good to see stuff happen and to get stuff done and to, you know, actually work hard and put it in where you're like, dang, I gave it everything I had today. You sleep better, you feel better, you have more confidence, you have more energy. It's weird how that works, but you actually have more energy when you work harder. And I kind of, to be honest, these last couple of days, you know, without working, I just don't feel the same. Like, I just don't, like, I can't wait to get back after it. And that's how I feel. But, I know I kind of rambled a lot there, Mike. Did I answer your question as far as Jill being involved?
I think you did. And guess what? I don't think you could have done it without her buy-in. And I think, cause sometimes people say, well, here's what I'm going to do. And I'm like, have you run it by your spouse or partner? And you went, no. I said, you might want to consider that. So, like you said, you know, some of us realize that because you expect that's a massive commitment. That'd be like saying, hey, I'm going to sign up for the military. I'm going to go to Iraq for 90 days. You're not going to see me. You know, maybe she saw you, but, you know, it's like, let's be clear. I'm going to be focused, working like crazy. And just I want to come back and talk about a little bit about the reward. So give me an idea of the commissions or deposits you've seen roll in. Have you added up the commissions, like, for the last 90 days and what's been deposited in your bank account?
I have not added up everything yet, but I do know that we've had more money deposited in our bank account in the last 90 days than really any other 90-day time frame in our entire lives. And I know our biggest month was $61,000 of income. So it's been crazy, man. I mean, I have an app called Clarity on my phone, and it just, like, keeps blowing up every day with, like, crazy new numbers. And I'm just – I don't know – I'm sure you're used to it, but I'm I'm definitely not. It's something I'm trying to wrap my mind around. It's the reality of the way life is when you put it, you know, when you put everything into this. It's, I just want to share with you guys, it is so worth focusing on. You know, I can't stress that enough. And we want to grow. We want to, you know, triple what we're doing now and just keep growing and keep helping other people and seeing the life change. But, I need to do that, Mike, and I will get that number back to you of the exact down to the penny. But yeah, I would say average around 10, at least 10 grand a week.
10 grand a week average. Okay. In 1 month you had 60,000. That's like about 15,000 a week if anybody's wondering. So, but let's just say it's 10,000 a week. Okay. So 10,000 a week, that's 130,000. Now, let's just say that you end up at number two in the recruiting and number two in the selling or wherever it is. So that's 15 and 15. Plus, what's the bonus for being in the top? Being in the top three of both, what's the added bonus that Andy's doing there?
The added bonus is $10,000 cash.
So you could end up with 30 plus 10, a $40,000 pillowcase full of cash at a family reunion event.
Yes, sir.
On top of the 130,000 or whatever we think you made, 140, 150. So really, by the time you add all that, this could come out to be like, if you really credit that bonus back into that quarter, we could be talking about like almost a $200 quarter for you.
It sounds crazy when you put it that way.
Okay. Now, I want to come back, like, just compare and contrast this to the very beginning, like, because somebody's thinking, oh, okay, he did this 98 blitz when he was at his job. It sounded easy. Dude, give me some of the wailing and gnashing of teeth part of when you got started so people understand that you just didn't jump out of a Cracker Jack box and freaking miracle baby.
Yeah. So this is the reality of how it started. My first 14 appointments, I went 0 for 14 on. Coming into the business.
Whoa. Slow down. So you see, you skim over that like you're embarrassed. Say it real slow.
No, we could take as much time as you want on this. I booked 14 appointments my first 2 weeks in the business. So my first day, I went like 0 for 3 of sit-downs. You know, I had like 8 appointments, and I only sat 3 and didn't close all 3 of them. And then I rolled another 0 on another full day out. And then I had, I think it was my third week. It was right after a boot camp in April. And something clicked. I think it was like, oh, this is a connection. I need to connect and slow down and really have a relationship with this person and not just be concerned about the numbers and quoting them. And, you know, I was overanalyzing way too much. I was thinking too much about product and too much about quoting. And I was thinking that, you know, it was a transaction. And once I got my mind off all of the insurance and just started making a friend, it was weird, but something just clicked and then people started buying. And, it wasn't even like I just started writing 20 grand then. It was, you know, my first month I issued paid like 4,000, I think. And then it went to around 5 or 6,000, and then the month I quit, I think I did like 7,500, and it wasn't even like, I remember talking with Andy Riddle and him being like, dude, I don't even know if you're fully ready to go full time. And I was like, yeah, I did the 90 days and I think I've made like $11,000. And I was like, I've been saving, so I've got some savings cushion, but I want to hit this hard, and I know that I can do it if I just, you know, focus. And so you know, but looking back, I mean, if I could tell you how many doors I had slammed in my face, how many people cussed me out on the phone, and how many times that, you know, I had a big deal of coming home with a check, you know, and then I get a phone call or a voicemail, hey, go ahead and cancel that out. We changed our mind. I mean, you just imagine all that you've gone through, you know, and I just feel like that's the test of, do you have the emotional fortitude to keep pushing forward? And I just want to encourage you, like, wherever you're at in this business, like, trust me, it's you're going to have some bumps and scrapes, but I promise you it's worth it. And the cool thing is you have people that have gone before you and already carved the path, you know, and I feel like Mike and Noel, some of the stories they've told me about carving the path, I mean, good Lord. I mean, just being real, I look up to them so much because I don't know if I would have had the emotional fortitude to keep pushing like they did. And thank God they did, you know, because they're where they're at today because of that type of persistence. And I just admire people with courage like that. I admire people that can keep pushing forward, even though it doesn't look positive. And, you know, that's sometimes the way it feels is like, I don't even know if this is going to work, but I'm going to keep pushing, you know?
All right. So I want to pause just real quick because a couple things. So first thing, in what you're saying about, so people know that you didn't just start. You had to go through some stuff, and you had to do, and then like you said, you were at a boot camp or a training session or a hot spot, and something clicked. So you've got to do, and then you've got to associate. What's the association? Be at a meeting. Be at family reunion. Be listening to audio files. Be reading books. It will click. And it's going to be caught more than it's taught at some level. How do you catch it? By continuously doing it and getting mad enough so you start questioning and looking at every little thing that you're doing and saying, which part of this is not copying what Branson's doing now? What part am I not copying? Well, you say, I'm doing the script just like you said. Really? Then how come your results aren't the same? You're not doing the same. You must be doing something different. And so when you get mad enough, then you start to change. Oh, God, Brad, I wish I could just tap into more things, and we just got this limit of time. I got a couple quick questions we'll get to, but here's what I'm going to do. If you want to get to know Brant more, be at family reunion. Brant, what day are you getting into family reunion?
We're going to be getting in on Wednesday, which I believe is the 18th.
Okay. Huh, leaders show up early. There you go. There's a tip. So getting on Wednesday. So if you're getting in Wednesday, hunt Brant down. I'll give you a cell phone number if you tell me you're getting in on Wednesday. All right, Brant, what's your lead budget then for your personal lead flow during these 90 days?
Personal lead flow around 800, I'd say 850 bucks a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so people wonder, there it is. Now, did you start off with an $800 a week lead budget 5 years ago?
No. Gosh, no. Okay. I was just slamming old leads as much as I could to generate a sale, really.
Okay. What's your mix of, like, referrals and leads, like, in annual reviews? So if you said all of this 90 days, how much of your business was coming from referrals, how much from annual reviews, how much from leads that you're getting?
So probably around 65% leads still. And then the other 35% is between referrals and, BAMFAMs for annuities, which mm-hmm. we're doing a lot better job of that. But also, the referrals, they've been growing like crazy. Like since I've been gone, I've already got like 8 appointments set for when we get back, because people have called me from referrals. So I'm noticing that is working and going up a lot as well.
Okay. So, and by the way, his annuity sales, 9 annuities in 9 days compared to 0 in 2017. Andy and had Chris Norris at our RIA of BAM, Burlington Alliance Capital Management, do a call with Brant on just this topic about 3 weeks ago. So if you're like, ooh, I want to learn more about what Brant's changed, go grab that activity call. It's on Alliance Media. You can grab it and learn from that. I mean, we could take more time here, but we're just about out of time for what we want to cover. So and on the referral side, Brant, what tools or resources have helped you get good at referrals and getting them in along with your leads?
Yeah, there's an audio that there's a lot of audio out there on referrals. One of my personal favorites that I really have taken a lot of time memorizing It's a call that Jason Carey did. And I could text it to you, Mike, if you want to blast it out. But it's called Referrals Made Easy as 123. And he talks about the ERS on there. And we are getting crazy good results all over the country with that. It's just a systematic process of getting the referrals and then calling the referrals. And it's a really, really good call.
Got it. I've got it here, and I'm putting it out there on our band and WhatsApp channel. Okay. Brent, I got more stuff I could have asked you. But the biggest thing is I'm proud of you, and I'm grateful for you taking the time to share. Well, you're still kind of coming back from this trip that was designed for you and Angelica and the baby, your boy there. So, again, appreciate that you took the time and excited to see you at Family Reunion. And, you know, I'm cool if you happen to pass us on this recruiting contest, but I'm probably happier if you don't, but I'm still happy either way. And excited about competing with you again because I know it's going to help the whole team win however we go, how we're caked out in this July contest for the Summer Slam because we're still rolling, and I know you are too. So thank you again for being here.
What an honor, Mike. I really appreciate you and Noel, all that you guys do for us. Anything we can do at all to help you guys out, please let us know. And we will see you guys at Family Reunion.
Awesome, buddy. And people that want to get there, there's still a way to get there. Just got to speak up and ask, and we'll help you. All right, guys. Everybody rock on. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thanks, Mike.